and welcome to Roommating Habits, an auditory guide to sharing spaces. I'm your landlord, Patrick Collins, and hey guys, the rent's due.
I'm top bunk, Matt Cromasco.
And I'm your bottom bunk, and not so sickly, David Barr.
Thank you so much. Gentlemen, we're living through a crisis right now. How's everyone feeling? I know.
I've been feeling pretty good. I've been buying some stocks in Corona. They're not doing well.
You keep hearing the name everywhere. You'd think it would be a sure thing.
I think it would be, but...
I just appreciate you asking because for a few days now, honestly, I have been feeling it. And this goddamn canker, if it doesn't go away soon, I don't think I'm able to eat hot food. It's driving me nuts. So thank you for your thoughts and prayers on that. Water rinsing. I'm using mouthwash. I'm trying to make it go away. And let's just hope I can pull through on that.
A good saline solution, Matt. Please, please take care of yourself. I don't want to see this go down. I know how important the spice factor is to you. So of all people.
I don't mean to pull the mainstream media on here, Matt, but I'm pretty sure I've heard from several medical doctors that that's how it all starts. One canker.
Patient zero.
Just what I'm hearing.
Patient hero.
Patient gyro.
I think that's the second week in a row I made that joke, but no, gyro, not the gyro part.
So maybe we should say we're recording here on Thursday night, March 12th. Typically, we record on Tuesdays. Yep. Now, we didn't record this Tuesday because I'm an absolute liability with my equipment and nothing was working. And my cohorts here were so generous in moving our recording out to Thursday, but stuff is changing like every 10 minutes, right?
Oh, God.
And so we had all this kind of stuff. It was kind of funny on Tuesday, and maybe it's not so funny anymore 2 days later. That's how fast things are moving here.
It's a little serious. It's getting a little serious. They've since Tuesday, they've canceled the NBA season.
Hold on. Oh, sorry. You're here to say which sports they haven't canceled, quite frankly.
Yeah, honestly. I don't know. I don't know how figure skating's doing. I know the curling briar is just finished.
They're all canceled too. It's golf and NASCAR with no fans. And I think that's honestly, I'm probably missing something, but that's about it.
I haven't heard jack shit about the ping pong championships, but I don't know when those are either.
So where do they play those?
They're all in Beirut.
But no, I think it's NASCAR and golf with no fans. And up in Canada, I think they haven't canceled the U Sports yet. The men's hockey tournament is going on right now in Halifax. And I know that because Guelph's in it. So I know they haven't canceled that yet.
I don't mean to be the Debbie Downer, but they don't get many fans.
No,
anyway,
they're not getting big crowds, right?
But I don't know. Yeah, it's definitely getting scary. Matt was telling us before we get on the air here that his sister-in-law was at the local Costco tonight, and the lineups were all the way to the meat counter.
Back at the store. That's got to be 30 people deep, right? In each line.
Yeah.
At least.
Yeah, which is insane. So people are – the panic is setting in for sure, I think, here.
And I was saying, I'm kicking myself because I was going to go to the grocery store this morning, and I was running a little bit late, and I was going to be – my work's a little flexible with the start time, but I'll just go in. It's okay. I'll go later. And then by midday, apparently, it was just pandemonium.
Now, people are going nuts all about the toilet paper and stuff. I want to know what's in your guys' Corona survival kits. What do you have stocked up there?
See, I think the problem for me is that's all I have stocked up. I need more like the essentials, like to eat stuff.
Food.
I got toilet paper. I got batteries. Right. I got water shouldn't be a problem. Right. But paper products, you know, that kind of stuff. We're pretty good with the soap and all that. We got lots of that stuff, but I need more of the food variety. And my cellar is not bad, but you're going to have to come up with some interesting meals at some point here if I don't go scrape up some more groceries for the next week or two.
Considering I just dumped a giant glass of red wine on myself in a recording studio like a fucking noob. That's rule number one. No food or drinks in a recording studio. And here I am trying to half-ass look like some voiceover audio producer. And I'm just sitting here with a long neck, open bulb glass of red wine, dump that all over myself. Long story long, I need some more red wine, especially now that the Ontario government has canceled the 2 weeks after March break. I might need a little something at the end of the day. I'm going to be a little bit exhausted. You know,
The beer store's on the errand path tomorrow.
Yeah. Now, neither one of you have that moment when you heard that the school was canceled, but that little bit of jealousy that sunk in saying, this never happened for us. What the hell?
kids are probably pretty pumped, eh?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. When I told my kid on the way home from school today that I was like, buddy, it sounds like you guys are going to have 2 extra weeks of March break. He lit up like a fucking Christmas tree. He was so jazzed about that. Understandably so. Like, these kids are living history right now. They don't even have the appreciation of it. They don't really... my kid being, you know, he's 6 years old.
No, that age,
my daughter's 2 years old. She hasn't seen enough years to really get perspective yet. But, this is kind of a big deal. These kids
are... Listen, there's a lady I work with kids in university, and they're waiting. Like, they're counting down. Like, come on, give us the announcement. Close the school. Let's go. And, like, these kids understand. They're 19, 20 years old. They have to understand a little bit about the seriousness of the situation. But I don't think it matters if they're 6 or if they're 20.
No.
Days off. Days off.
Excitement down deep.
Yeah. And we got how many people in Canada now? 35, 36 million?
Yeah, something like that.
138 confirmed cases so far. That's it seems small, but
I know.
It seems small, but still it's... People are freaking out.
Well, that's
my problem.
Is
I go down the rabbit hole. I start reading not that it's propaganda, but you read about stats that are driven from the countries that really got hit hard, and then you start to hear about how it can spread, and then you just bury your head in your phone for 3 hours, and you've read every article on the internet. And like, of course, Twitter is just an absolute shitstorm all the time, right? If you have the right people on there that you're following, it's an absolute mess. But at the end of the day, they say, we limit our social interactions, at least they can slow the spread of it to the point where the hospitals can control it, right? I think that's the message they're trying to put across.
That's what they were putting out in London.
Hitting waves.
In London, England, they were saying that they're not necessarily trying to... They said that they were trying to delay the peak until around summertime when hospitals are a little bit more equipped. I don't know what that means, if it's more of a seasonal gig. Hospital staffing, or maybe that's because there's less colds, schools out, so maybe there's less kids, interacting with one another and spreading it that way. Schools being not only just little kids, but in university and roommate situations, which is why we're all here in the first place.
Less other illnesses going on, more time to develop the equipment, not maybe the vaccination, but the equipment they need, like the oxygen and all that stuff and the safety equipment and all, like just more time to be ready for all that, right? So that's the goal here, is to slow the spread of it so that they can manage when it does really start to take it. At some point it will, right? Like it's going to increase here.
And of course, every doctor's favorite... Of course, every doctor's favorite, outside surgery today, everybody. So they wait for those nice, warm, sunny days that they can have that on.
On the roof.
Yeah. And I was talking to the girlfriend, and she was saying the school that she works at, public school in Waterloo, Ontario, Canada, there's a lot of students at this particular school who come from China. So they said they're not worried about it now. They're worried about when they go back home on summer holidays.
Yeah.
Come September time, it could be an absolute shit show if stuff's not under control.
If they're allowed back in, man.
If they can go back home.
Who knows if they can go back, if they can come back after? Like, that's a long ways out to know what's going to be going on. But I don't know. Here, they said the borders might be closing here at some point soon. So
I don't know.
So as far as the topics this week, as you can tell, we're leaning into this coronavirus thing. We're on board. Sorry if this is redundant for everyone, but this is, it's big world news right now. And if you're living with someone, exposed to coronavirus, we'll maybe try and give you a little bit of tips and tricks along our ramblings and rantings here. One piece of recommendation that I've heard was to keep at least a 2 meter distance from people in your living space. So that's it. 2 meters doesn't necessarily sound like a huge amount, but I don't know. In some of the smaller living situations, like smaller square footage wise, that can
like
be
a dorm?
Kind of a big deal. Like a dorm. I don't think there was 2 meters away from Dave and I between our our living scenario.
I'm picturing this scenario where you there's those moments where you don't get along with your roommate, and all of a sudden you whip out the roll of duct tape and you say, this is my half. Yeah. This is your half. Don't you fucking come on my half.
Except that it's going to have to be two lines of duct tape with a 6 foot gap in between them. And that's why no one gets that middle.
Pat's line goes to the toilet. Mine just goes right out on the balcony. Where am I supposed to go?
Well, apparently coronavirus doesn't affect your bowels too much, so you might not be too in, for lack of a better term, up shit's creek or anything like that. But
so the two packs of Costco toilet paper I bought last weekend before the store was even open, I don't really need. Is that what you're suggesting?
No, that is the equivalent of like a new Bitcoin currency conversion that you've just acquired there, Matt. You have the new currency. The trades of goods and services will be exchanged via squares of toilet paper in years to come. Kind of like that movie with Justin Timberlake and, I can't remember her name. But the one where they, I think Just in Time, is that? No, that couldn't be it. That wouldn't be that stupid. Yeah. Justin Timberlake. Anyways, they exchange minutes and hours as like that's how you buy. You only live till you're like 26.
Rachel McAdams? Is Rachel McAdams in that one?
No, I don't
It's, what's her name? Amanda Siegfried or?
Oh, God, I don't
Might have been her. I don't know.
But I'm walking out of there with two, and I only got two because everybody was I was just going to get one. I was a little low. I was just going to get one package. I was already there, and people were swarming. It's 9:30 in the morning. The store's not supposed to open until 10 o'clock, and people are swarming. I'm like, well, I better get two. And, I mean, guys are walking by me with five of these Costco packs. I can see it across my basement now. 425 sheets or something by 30 rolls. I don't know what the package says. Times two. And people are walking out with five or six packages of this.
That's amazing.
And now it's only getting worse. It's only getting way worse. There's going to be fights in the grocery store.
My wife, someone that she went, she grew up with, had a Facebook rant earlier because everyone's on these Facebook rants about this. And one of her friends, pregnant at the grocery store in Hamilton tonight, punched in the face over the last bag of pasta on the shelf.
Punch in the face?
Punch in the face by a man over the last bag of pasta. She's pregnant. I don't know how pregnant, I don't know how hard the punch was. I don't know if it was like a push punch. I have no idea. Doesn't matter. But like, so yeah, there's your first example.
What kind of disgusting humor? Like, is this what it's doing to people? Everyone's just going batshit crazy? Pregnant women? Like, that's disturbing.
If you're listening outside of Canada, you probably have more information than we've been receiving. But it goes back to Dave's point about so few cases. But, like, there's stuff slowly getting canceled. The schools, like we said, have now been canceled. Someone mentioned earlier in our friends group chat that they're going to disband or disallow gatherings of more than 500. So they take, but there's not really been a big announcement from the top. Even to say, don't panic. You know, take precaution, but don't panic. Like, there hasn't been much of that, right? Not in Canada that I can recall hearing.
No,
I don't think so.
There was a premier's meeting today with everyone as well that was supposed to be in person, but was I saw that was now held over the phone again to prevent
his wife. Face-to-face well, contact. his wife might have it, so he's self-quarantined himself.
The prime minister's wife.
Yeah.
And of course, the world's prime minister. One Tom Hanks and his wife are now quarantined in Australia. Like, I saw that tweet earlier on today. Someone had said that it's like the coronavirus took the person that we care most about just to make an example, to say that no one is fucking immune to me. Stock up on shit tickets and away we go.
So someone I work with, her cousin was at the last flight back out of Italy. He's a Canadian, but he was at school there. And he got the last flight out of Italy and he had to go right into quarantine. And she hasn't got the, because he just got back. She hasn't got the update. And we were kind of laughing about it. Like, what are that? But think about it, like 14 days in quarantine for starters.
Day. Yeah.
But I wonder what the experience is like. I think they're using a lot of the Canadian Forces bases as quarantine spots.
Yeah.
We were wondering like what you get in your little quarantine room. Like, do you get the internet? Do you get a mattress and a pillow? Like, some book? I don't know. Do you give them books? How do you do that?
Like, I can tell you what you're getting. You won't be getting any sports action.
You get NASCAR with no fans.
That's what you're not getting.
We got you a subscription to the NHL Network. MLB Today.
Literally the Zamboni driving around the ice. Like, that's
that,
it.
That viral video of the college basketball game that they dubbed over, like with a little bit of golf clapping going on in the background, like what it would have sounded like if there was no fans, like shoe squeak, shoe squeak, shoe squeak, basket, and then just hilarious to watch.
That was on the cruise ship. Every time you walked into the fucking like any dining hall, you were like washy washy, happy,
we got that
happy.
We got. No,
this
no,
is
no,
literally
no.
It. You walk in, and this person, like, the most degrading job ever. They're standing with a bottle of Purell, and they're like, washy, washy, happy, happy, yummy, yummy, in your tummy, tummy. And then they squirt your hand, and you just walk by them.
Oh, kill me with fire.
That is their, that's their job all fucking day.
400 times at dinner. Like,
oh my God. What, and they're the happiest people. I'm like, what? How?
What would be even worse is after you say that little script or that little line of yours, is getting people who actually got a kick out of it or enjoyed it being, Darlene, did you hear that? Say it again. That was. Sneeze in my mouth, please. I want to go home.
Now we can get back to the coronavirus talk, but I have a question here. The young David Barr me knows that on this very Tuesday is St. Patrick's Day. What the hell is this going to do to all my St. Patrick's Day fun? What's it going to do, boys?
The students aren't going to stop. Like, I don't see how they're going to be able to control the students from gathering.
I had the idea that we should rig up some kind of portable podcasting microphone device and go into the crowd and interview these young punks, where we would just stand out like the fucking narcs that we appear to be in our early to mid-30s.
Full hazmat suits.
Full hazmat suits and even sterilized microphones, and asking about roommate situations. But I think I'm going to have a hard pass on that idea this year. You know, look for that in coming years, because we're not going anywhere that we know of, unless this coronavirus really has its way with us. But I think we're full steam ahead of that.
There was an article in the Kitchener newspaper that was saying that the kids still want to go batshit crazy on Ezra. The coronavirus isn't stopping them. They want to get out in the street, and the public is not excited about this at all.
Well, maybe they have to make a real effort to shut it down this year instead of just sort of controlling it. You bring in, you know what's going to happen. I don't know. I know it's a big thing to try and shut down. It's every town now, right? They do this thing at homecoming. They do it at St. Paddy's Day. You mentioned Ezra and Waterloo. They'll do it at Chancellor's Way in Guelph and wherever else in Hamilton and St. Catharines. But I mean, maybe you got to extra police, extra private security to shut it down. Like, how? I mean, I don't know what else to tell you. Mm-hmm. Spray him with a fire hose.
disperse and just like you say, just keep hosing them down. But no, I don't think it'll stop them. I think it'll just kind of,
and that's coming from three of us who loved St. Patrick's Day.
Oh my God,
yes,
right. And God, like, yes. And I have no problem every other year, like when there's always in the papers and people complain and the kids are, they're gonna taxpayer dollar because the extra police that we have to bring down there. Like, listen, it's twice a year it happens. It used to just be St. Paddy's Day. Now they do homecoming too. I love it. Let them go. I had my fun when it was my 5 years. Let them have,
seven,
let them have their fun. But this year, it's just like the rules are a bit different. Like,
yeah. Yeah.
Well, it's a different playing field. Like you're yeah. It's literally like they're kind of putting your health on the line. I mean, but to play the devil's advocate, though, and possibly how I really feel, is that, like, young people in particular, they're going to be sick for a week and a bit.
Yeah.
And they'll bounce back. This thing is not, like, and absolutely, in all honesty, the mortality rate of this thing is infinitesimally low compared to, like...
It's just about the spreading, though, right?
Like, the spreading of it, certainly. And it's you know, it's... not fun
and
to
they're gonna be
that
drinking much. So much booze that whatever is in them is gonna be dead by the morning of the 18th. Whatever
is in there, they'll be the case study.
Yeah,
this kid fought it off. What did he do? He drank half a bottle of Jack Daniels
and a 24 pack of Corona.
Yeah,
green Corona.
That was another good meme where a guy texted his wife saying, "Honey, did you hear? There's a confirmed there's a case of Corona in the neighborhood." And she said, "OMG, are you serious?" And then he sent her a picture of his open fridge with 24 Coronas just lined in there. Followed by a WTF is wrong with you.
I'm doing that tomorrow now. Is that's where
that's where we're at.
Fuck.
I mean, well, yeah, but like, honestly, I like how this is just perpetuating things that people could be doing, should be doing on a regular basis. Like, people, you need to wash your hands after every time you use the toilet, or every time you touch your face and sneeze directly into your fingers, you should wash your hands, you know? Like, that's because of coronavirus, you should do this. I mean, I got more bad habits than you could shake a baby at, but I think sneezing into one's hands kind of immediately prompts me to be like, what the fuck am I doing? Like, I need to wash my hands immediately. Don't talk to me right now. I need to sanitize. But that this just seems to be requiring reminders to the general public.
I'm noticing hand sanitizers placed in places that I go to regularly that I've never, like, right by the door at work, one of the doors I go out, like,
yeah.
The hand sanitizer always been there. And I think it has.
I forget where I was, but I walked into a store and it had like, so the pandemonium, and it had the hand sanitizer container there. And then there was a big pasted white sign on it that said temporarily out of order. So I don't know if they were out or it was just broken because people weren't going so nuts. Or just...
don't steal this.
Seriously.
Just dumping it directly into their pockets and then walking away.
Yeah.
Investment tip. Invest in hand sanitizer. It's the new gold.
I got nothing left to invest in hand sanitizer because it's all in the red in those charts you see all over the world right now. That's where all my reinvestment money is gone, in the bottom of those red charts.
Oh my God. I am fucking, and I'm glad I didn't do it today because it's dropped a couple of points since, but some of these cruise lines, my God, I was showing you some of you guys the numbers that that they're flirting with right now of some of these cruise industries. Like, some of these guys were fucking with $132 a share in November and are now at like $30 a share. So like, I'm not,
you gotta hope they don't go to business though, right? Like, it's well, too early. I think it's too early to say. I'm not an investor by any means. Are we investment experts? But
yeah, maybe we should have a disclaimer at the beginning of this, but it's looking sloppy out there all around the whole that old stock market. So yeah.
Now, Kamas, we were saying you had a couple little article quips that we could get into here. Let's hear what you got.
I want to go a slightly lighter note to start. Okay.
Yeah.
So this is one that I dug up for Tuesday, and like, again, given the 2 days difference here, the circumstance and the responses are a little bit different than they were. But this is a Reddit post from about, it's actually now 48 days ago this post was made, and I thought it was interesting. And it was a student at the University of Illinois, and they basically said, I'm just going to paraphrase, that they have a roommate who is Chinese who had gone home to China. So 48 days back, we're at the beginning of March here. That would have been probably after Christmas break. And they wanted to know how to, quite frankly, have the conversation with this person if they had come close to anywhere near exposure. And I mean, this is 48 days ago. So I'm counting backwards. This is in January. So they're asking for advice, right? How do they have this conversation? Before I read some of the responses, what would you say in this situation? How do you go about confronting or asking this roommate, prove that you don't have it?
Well, like you say, it's almost outdated now, because she's thinking about going, asking this person like about their contact with anyone who's had a cough or cold over like a 2 week period. As a roommate, you almost have to have this conversation daily now. Like, you guys need to meet 2 meters apart and just say, all right, give it to me straight. Did anyone cough in your general direction today? How many times did you sanitize? Let me see your hands. Are they chapped and dehydrated from all the alcohol substance that you've rubbed on your hands? Okay, I think we're good. We can, go pee on a stick and make sure that it's all clear, and we'll go from there. I don't think that's how you test for coronavirus. I haven't done many tests yet.
No. I think this is when you take that extreme of the separating the room with the duct tape, and you literally like plastic it off like Dexter style. You just, that's your half of the room. Keep all the germies over there. I don't want any of them.
But if you're asking me this one today, I just go home. I don't even bother dealing with it. I'm out of there. But
I would think that's something that this, like, obviously being a bit dated, it wouldn't have been this big of an issue at the time. But I think now would be something that the school would have to deal with. They'd have to be like, okay, this person was here. If they came back, you have to be like confined to this space. You can't go back to your regular dorm life with living with someone else.
Certainly in a residential dorm situation, definitely. But even if it's just like young working adults or even older working adults, it's like, if you're coming out, especially in like city areas or more populated regions where you have a lot more of that day-to-day contact. Like, fortunately, I work from home a good majority of the time, so I don't have a whole lot of that. I mean, I got the kid coronavirus since September, where I feel like every 2 weeks I'm having some sort of cough or sniffle from my kids bringing stuff home from daycare or kindergarten, and grade one now. But I think in like more densely populated areas, especially, you do run a lot more of that risk where you have a lot more of that interaction with other people from other areas. And it's kind of like that 6 degrees of coronavirus, basically, right? Like, where you may talk to someone who talked to someone who talked to someone who had coronavirus, and then it just spreads that way. And I think that was one of my little facts that I found on one website, where it's saying that one myth is that you're way less likely to get this than the flu, which was actually kind of a myth. And the answer to this is not necessarily. To estimate how easily a virus spreads, scientists calculate its, I'm using air quotes, basic reproduction number, or RO, pronounced R not. Apparently, zero is pronounced not. R not. Predicts it's a soft J, I believe it is. R not. Predicts the number of people who can catch a given bug from a single infected person. So Live Science previously reported. Right. So currently, the R not for SARS CoV-2 is that what we're living with right now? I don't know. The virus that causes the disease. Oh, that there you go. So currently, the R not for SARS CoV-2, which is the virus that causes the disease COVID-19, is estimated at about 2.2. Meaning a single infected person will infect about 2.2 others on average. By comparison, the flu has an R-naught of 1.3. So you're looking at close to about twice the spreadability factor of what this is.
That's interesting. And using data in that, not to go into the deep dive here, but you got the first instance, the biggest instance was in one city in China, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So like everyone's tight together and they're compacted. Then when it came to the States, the first big instance was at that nursing home, right? Where like, I think like 31 people became infected. So it's skewing data a little bit I think there's probably more than just the count of who's been infected when it goes into that calculation. But if that's part of it, I think to me, the data is skewed a little bit by just how it's sort of hit a couple spots hard, right? Like, man, we know the Northwest and like the Washington area were hit, sort of thing. And anyway,
and it's all about like we were talking about earlier, like the interaction. Like, I saw this video online, these guys who just made this funny video about how you used to shake hands and do the fist bump, but now they've changed it into like the foot taps. And I've tried it a couple of times. It's kind of fun.
But you got to do it 6 feet apart, right? 2 meters.
Yeah. You just hold your breath while you do it. You don't breathe on anyone. You just tap your feet and move on with your day.
Yeah. Well, objectively speaking, like the handshake is just an arbitrary, like, touching of each other. Why is it a handshake? Well, the reason why it's a handshake is because in the olden days, they wanted to make sure you weren't carrying a knife up your sleeve. That's the reason for a handshake. So it's like that was.
Who told you this?
It was the initial.
Who told you this?
Don't do
historical,
this.
Historical facts Pat over here.
Fucking wicked nerdy. This is extreme factual, Patrick. My counterpart is the one who does the kick flips, I believe. Yeah, he's dead.
Oh, we hate that guy.
Oh, he got corona and he's long gone. He grinded his way right into Wuhan and out of our hearts. But extreme science, Patrick, is a little bit of a different character. No, fuck, that's not science, that's history. Fuck, I'm never going to Broadway. But anyways, so like, what's the point of a handshake? Why not just tap your toes or tap knees or, you know, some body part that's not necessarily as close to your mouth and face as your hands are on a regular basis?
Yeah.
I vote we stop handshakes and just do the double cheek kiss.
Oh,
like European.
Nice. Like Nona used to give.
Yeah.
That's all right. That seems almost more infectious.
Yeah, that's way closer to your mouth.
I just meant in general. I don't
No, oh, just a gen. Oh,
yeah,
okay.
We should just do that. Imagine that. Imagine in the workplace.
I kind of thought you meant bum cheeks at first.
You've earned this raise, Matthew. Now oh, give me that damn. Double cheek kiss to confirm the deal.
Anyways, okay. So
that's a nice firm cheek kiss you got there on you, bud.
Yeah, seriously. So that's a sign of a real man. That's a firm cheek kiss.
Was that tongue? Oh, my.
Way off topic. Sorry, okay. Everyone. Way off topic.
I'm going to give you a couple of the responses this person got 48 days ago, just mostly because a couple of them made me laugh, and maybe they're not as funny anymore, but I still think some of them are funny. So we'll give you a serious, like, there were some serious ones that basically said, you know, ask how the trip was, and then just, you know, ask if you heard it was going around, and ask if you know anybody who's infected and you're thinking about them, and let her just sort of comment on it, right? Like, take that approach. And that's like, if we're talking in general, like, that's pretty good advice, right? If you were to say someone to take that approach, I like it. The next comment, though, that I really liked was, don't be a pussy. Ask them straight up how they're feeling. Greet them at the door with sanitizer and a mask. If they get offended, oh, well, you won't be sick. Made me laugh.
Don't be a pussy.
And people don't get it to joke because the response to that one was, if you're really concerned about it, try bringing it up with your RA. That was the response to that previous comment. Obviously, this guy's joking when he makes that comment.
Yeah.
Or, as soon as she gets home, you need to spray her down with disinfectant and burn all her clothes. It's the only way to be sure.
That'd be great. That'd be so great. Oh my God.
Yeah. Anyways. So there, you know, there was good advice in there. Just the general, and this it's more than just coronavirus where you can ask this sort of question, but I don't know. I like that question. I thought it was 2 days ago, even though it would have been 46 days old, it still was like a fairly relevant question. We're, like we said at the beginning of that, we're past the point of asking that question and feeling bad about asking it, right? So
that's just it. Yeah, it's a little bit more in your face than what it was previously, where, you know, it's like, it's literally everywhere. Like, you turn on your TV, new updates on COVID-19, X amount infected in this place, X league has been shut down. Like I said, it's a little more mainstream than just like a subtle, like, oh, by the way, did someone sneeze near you while you were, you know, living your life recently? Mm. You can be a little bit more upfront and up forward with it, but, and perhaps you should be. Perhaps you should be a little bit more honest with it as well, and say, and beat them to the punch. Beat them to the question. Don't wait for the question. Just be like, listen, I'm going to go be in my room for 2 weeks. A guy coughed while I was picking up my coffee at Tim's today, and I'm pretty sure it hit the lid of my drink. Of course, I'm not going to just put the drink down. I'm going to roll up that rim, and I'm going to exchange that COVID. But
I have gotten into the habit, though, speaking of, like, the drive-thru and the Tim's and stuff like that. Like, I'll go through the drive-thru and they'll put in the tap on the debit card and they'll go to pass the machine. I'll be like, nah, you can hold it. It's good.
Yep.
And just tap that card and just move on. Yep. Very little hand interaction with any sort of that shit.
No cash. No.
No. God, no. Not touching any cash.
That's what they say. Cash is, you know, because it's handled by so many people at so many given times. Like, I think this is going to hurt the cash industry. To be honest, I think they're going to be the next ones to suffer out of this.
That's okay. We don't need cash.
Well, when I used to buy my lottery tickets, I always licked the cash before I handed it in because I thought it'd be a good luck charm. But now I've stopped that, and I'm still not winning the lottery. So,
and
damn
I bet you barely sneeze any blood anymore, too, now that you've quit that habit.
Very minimal. Very minimal. Oh, only once a day now.
You know, I found a little more in my searches. And my searches out there, I found a little more now. I found one article from something called the Beijinger. Awesome. Feels like it's probably pretty specific to one part of the world. And again, this was back from February, so I think it's become a little outdated. But it was just about keeping safe and healthy when living with roommates. And specifically, I believe, in parts of China. So we're not going to really spend too much time reading that one because I feel like it's not really relevant to most of the world compared to everyone else. But I found a lengthy article about what to stock up on during corona outbreak in the U.S. And this one was written. Hey, look at that. It was updated today. So I haven't even read the updated version because I read it a couple of days ago. It was about a week old at the time. And it's since been updated. And it is a lengthy, lengthy, lengthy article. Talks about how you should clean your house. That's all the regular type of advice, right? Cleaning products, Lysol wipes, that sort of stuff. Nothing too interesting. We touched on what supplies we already need. I think we've talked about what supplies we think are best. How much to stock up on was the question. Now they're telling, I guess the Center of Disease Control was saying that people without high risk factors don't need to stock up on anything. This is as of February 27th, but people who, it basically hasn't stopped. That hasn't stopped anybody. We all know that people are rushing to the grocery store to stock up on toilet paper. Guilty. But basically, they don't have a good answer for if you're high risk, how much to stock up on. They're saying, I think you should be ready for like 2 weeks of being out of commission. Right now, we've seen the 2 weeks quarantine. So that's
I've heard today, just through the news and all that jazz, that they said, be prepared if you do get infected. They say have a 30-day supply of all essential goods, food, what all that stuff. 30-day supply is what the is what I was hearing today. That's a shitload of stuff to have. Like, not in terms of just in terms of food, I would say that's a ton of food to have. 3 meals a day, you're gonna have 90 meals worth of like food in your house. That's insane. And,
you're going to run out of fresh stuff after a week, right? It's all cans and frozen after the first week or so.
Interesting. Hmm.
This is all just next for the conspiracy theorists on, you know, it's going to be government prescribed protein jellies that we're going to be rationed out one by one. And this is just going to be the coming of the zombie apocalypse, as we all know. But
yeah,
I read an interesting article as well, not to get too deep into like the political or like the behavioral stuff, but it's going to be an interesting case study on if the government can influence the level of change that they think they need to influence to control this by basically telling people how to act, right? And how to stay 6 feet apart and don't go to these things. And it's going to be something to look back on one day and see if it worked, because that sort of thing has not happened in a long, long, long time. Like, we're talking back to like the 20s and 30s. They tell people now to do things, and people do things in the best interest of themselves, right?
Yeah.
Not of the masses. And they need people to do things in the best interest of the masses, which is not go out and buy 5 packs of Costco toilet paper so everyone can get a pack of it, right? And not go and punch someone in the face over the last pack of pasta, and not go into gatherings. Like, you saw that Champions League soccer clip when they shut the stadium down, Valencia and Atalanta, just the other night, and all the Valencia fans still gathered outside the stadium chanting and singing and drinking and partying for the whole length of the game. So what's the difference, right?
Yeah. keep it outside. We don't want it indoors.
So it's going to be, this would be interesting to look back on if they were able to influence this change that they haven't been able to do for a long, like 50, 60, 70 years. They need to try and take that approach. And if it probably won't work, basically.
No. Like you said, people are trained to like look after numero uno right now. It's I'm going to have as much as I can. And then I guarantee you'll go on, like, I've already seen it once actually on the Facebook marketplace. Someone was selling a 6-pack of the Costco toilet paper for $10. I was like, are you kidding me?
Good for them. Well, that's like what you're talking about. Like, let's take that deep dive into, the prescribed society. Like, this coronavirus could be closing the gap between, capitalism, this capitalist society that we live in, where everyone is just out for their own and working for themselves and working for, you know, their own individual dreams, which was what America and North America was, the ideals that it was kind of, the West, I'll say, was founded on, versus kind of like more socialist view where you must, like, government prescribed codes of ethics and how to live your lives, where you're just like you say, spend two, or you can be no closer than 2 meters apart. There can be gatherings of no more than 500 people at X amount of social things. Mm-hmm. All mass gatherings are all now banned. So it's kind of like this Western culture now has to adopt a more socialist view, a socialist society. And so it implore these tactics and these societal things that we're just not used to. We haven't grown up with. We haven't. It's literally and completely foreign to us. So it's going to be interesting. Yeah. I'm excited.
I don't think I'm referencing the right movie here, but it feels like, I want to say The Purge, but that's not the one where it's like they have the curfew, be in by dark, right? That's just the one night of mass chaos.
That's where there's no law for 24 hours.
you can get away with murder. I'm definitely thinking of the wrong thing though. Yeah. Let's purge out coronavirus. Let's just have a purge night.
Let's just murder coronavirus.
Purge on corona.
Yeah, purge corona.
Oh, God. Well, it's You know, another interesting fact is that how far the actual price of Corona beer, the stock, has fallen because people think it's somehow associated with the actual virus. And I'm going to lay the facts down, not being a scientist. It's not. It's not. That's it. It's simple. It's not. So get out there, support the Corona. And just have a little.
It feels almost weird going to real work because, like, you sit on Twitter at night and sit on the news at night, and it sounds like the end of days at time of the stuff with this grocery store. Like, get seeing pictures of the grocery stores tonight, and they're just an absolute mess. And then I just have to get up and go to work tomorrow. Like, just, you know, like it's like living in two different worlds almost.
A little
like
bit.
It's almost not talked about at work. It's strange.
Well, it's getting a little bit more real with, like, schools closing now.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
that's. It's not like it's just a news show, I'll say. Not a news story, a news show where it happens in other parts of the world. But like you say, you live your life. You come home, you play with your kids, you go out for dinner, you go out and socialize, you live your life. But when your life is affected to the point where you now have to find care for your kids, or you have to make those accommodations for work, you have to, you know, live your life a different way than how you're used to, then that's when it starts to get a little bit more, oh shit, they're not fucking around. That's why they're canceling all this. That's why they canceled my sports.
It becomes more of Carmasco's name in the podcast now, a liability. we gotta comedy it up a bit, guys. This, everyone's taking the serious angle. It's nothing to joke about, but you can still have a little fun with it.
Exactly.
Well, you know, I mean, we strayed off from the roommate talk. It's hard to stay focused on that this week, though.
Yeah.
There's so many things. I mean, I think all the advice we could give about living with roommates is pretty obvious for this sort of scenario, right?
And what we've been talking about is pretty applicable to any roommate situation. You know, like we said, if you can, be about 2 meters apart. Wash
just
your
clean,
hands frequently.
Clean, right?
Clean, please. Don't throw up in each other. I can't tell you how many times I've said it. People just don't listen to me. Stop throwing up on each other. That's going to stop this thing dead in its tracks. But
well, I'll tell you what, next week when we record, it's St. Paddy's Day. Typically, we record on Tuesdays. So I think by that point, Tuesday night, we should be able to have who knows where this will be in the next 5 or so days. But we'll probably have some good stories of how St. Patrick's Day has been handled throughout the day in some of these different university towns. So
yeah,
we can definitely recap that next week and hear if they were able to control it. We talked about earlier.
Yeah, I think it's going to be, it'll be very interesting. I think it's going to be, it'll be wild, but it'll be a slightly more tame than normal.
With a lot more coughing, but.
Yeah. Oh God. Yeah.
No blowouts when you're playing Beirut or beer pong this week. You know, no blowouts, please.
Yeah.
Just
use water cups, kids. Water cups this week, okay?
There we go. Now we're going to get into the real advice. This is we're at the very end of our episode, and we're finally getting into the real advice. No blowouts, water cups, no fingers, no pullouts.
If you're playing flip cup, just mark your cup and just use the same cup each time.
Yep.
Don't leave them on the table for the next group to come use the cups. God, we were disgusting, eh?
Oh, were we ever.
Ugh, so sick.
No wonder I can't pee standing up anymore. But anyways.
Love it.
On that sweet note, thank you so much, everybody, for joining us today. Thank you so much to Marshall Dane. I'm sure you love a shout-out on this episode, but the use of his theme song, Come Back, off the album Running Stop Signs. Amazing album. Check him out. He's a hilarious, amazing, heartfelt, sweet dude. Please check them out. The download link is in our profile, show notes, that kind of thing.
Instagram, Twitter.
Instagram. Let's do it. Check us out in the gram. We're starting to get a following. We are at Roommating Habits with 2 M's, R-O-O-M-M-A-T-I-N-G, Habits. And you can, if you do have any stories or anything you want to share with us, let us know you're listening. Let us know how much you love us. That would be very, very appreciated. Our egos really need it. Roommating Habits, again, 2ms at gmail.com. That would be amazing. You can check us out on Twitter at Roommating Habits. But that Twitter handle, it only has one M. I'm sorry for everyone out there. like me, I am very upset about that. We're going to figure it out one day, I promise. And Dave, got anything else for us?
Let's do it. Let's get into a couple, a little bit of comedic relief to end it off. We've talked a lot about the coronavirus tonight. So usually not our style of the hard facts and the Debbie Downers. We're more of the comedic approach. So let's get over to the St. Patrick's Day themed jokes this week.
Please.
Got two for you. What is a huge Irish spider called?
I don't know, Dave.
Paddy Longlegs. And to take us out of the week.
Oh, one more.
What do ghosts drink on St. Patrick's Day? Booze.
You fucking idiot. I'm Pat Collins.
I'm Matt Cromasco.
And I'm Dave Barr.
Thank you so much for joining us. And again, don't be afraid to come on back. But not like that. Yeah, come